Just because you're homeless doesn't mean you can't have a home. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan Freeman, professor in the Department of English at the University of Virginia, says the less fortunate find a way to make a home however they can.
When we see a guy with a scrawled sign or a woman camped on the sidewalk, our feelings are apt to range from fear and disgust to pity and guilt. Such responses are rooted in longstanding myths about Bowery bums and bag ladies. We may tell ourselves that homeless people are just free spirits who choose to live outside. More likely, we see them as misfits, at best dysfunctional, at worst criminal. My research challenges such stereotypes by analyzing accounts in which homeless women and men display considerable agency and resourcefulness. Homemakers once, they're homemakers still. Despite dire circumstances, their efforts to satisfy basic domestic needs resemble those of people everywhere. Indeed, in the context of homelessness, domestic concerns take priority. Is this a safe, dry place to sleep? Does my kid have cereal for breakfast? Where can I shower? Where can I store my medication? How can I create some privacy and coziness in a public place? The sources I examine illustrate a variety of domestic strategies. A man eating out of dumpsters uses cooking oil to improvise a lamp. A mother in a shelter makes dinner on a hot plate, serves it on the bed while still overseeing homework. People living under bridges share food and collaborate in caring for the sick. People camping in train tunnels rig up wooden houses, scavenge furniture, and tap into the power grid. Sanitation is poor, but there are murals painted on rough tunnel walls. Some residents have dogs, and one has a gerbil named Peaches. No home is just given. Every home is the product of someone's daily labor and creativity. The ultimate takeaway from this research is to value homemaking in all of its diverse guises.
That was Susan Freeman of the University of Virginia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.